Good evening. This is Tony Lee, father of our daughter who's involved in the cult of Scientology. Little introduction there. I've done many videos and you'll see all them on YouTube with myself and my partner. Now, I just want to give an update of the protest we went to on Saturday. That was the 16th of August at Manchester in the UK. We got there about 11:45 and were greeted by lots of people we've got to know now, mainly Anonymous, who are a fantastic bunch, and they give a great support in our cause to get our daughter out of Scientology, and also other family members as well. Now, I'll just point out here, we are parents, we're not part of Anonymous, and we are fighting on our own, in our own way in the background, but we are getting a lot of support and help from Anonymous, which we really, really do appreciate. And Sue's going to come and have a little chat in a bit, just to say thank you to Anonymous. And so anyway, we got there and we met Joe Fryer, who is father to our daughter's boyfriend stroke fiance. And basically we wanted to go into the org to have a chat with Anthony Brinkman and Tracy Fish, because we were told they were actually in the building. So I've already released a video on this, small clips, but I went up to the door with Joe and Sue and asked if we could come in, and I was flatly refused entrance, and Sue was flatly refused entrance. And don't forget, we are parents wanting to try and communicate with Scientology about our daughter's well-being. Anyway, Sean the Tall is, they let Joe go in, and Joe went in. Now, we couldn't he couldn't take cameras in there, of course, but when he came out, I asked him what was said, and Joe basically wanted to know why he started getting phone calls at 10:30 and 11:00 at night, and his wife is, and also mail addressed to himself and his wife, not his son, to them. And they're not members of Scientology and never will be. In fact, Joe has told them that he sent three letters wanting them to stop harassing him, basically, now. And they've ignored these letters. So he went in, and all he asked really was his name and address, which they know all that anyway, and would they stop, could they help stop St. Hill, the head office of the Cult of Scientology, to stop these nuisance phone calls and the letters. And that was it, and he was basically shown the door. I then got one of the Anonymous lads came over to me and said, have I heard all the palaver that had gone on about an hour before we arrived? And I said no. Anyway, the short and the tall is, they were protesting there with the signs, and there was one lad who he has a bit of a code name, because they have to, because they're Anonymous, and most of them, as you know, hide their faces, but this lad doesn't hide his face, and he's called Soviet, a YouTube name or interrelation name, not sure, but Sue and I have got to know him very, very well, very well spoken lad, and he does think a lot about our cause to get our daughter out. Anyway, he was protesting, and a Scientologist went up to him and asked him what he was doing, and he just said, I'm protesting. The next thing, Scientologist, and this is a Scientologist with, I believe, with a bit of a goatee beard, and youngish, turned around and said, do you want to fight? And of course, the Anonymous guy said, no, he's just peacefully protesting. Next thing you know, he spat the Scientologist on the sign of the Anonymous chappy. Anyway, the Anonymous guy ignored him, and this is Soviet, sorry. Next minute, the Scientologist spat right in his face. Yeah, right in his face. Now that, to me, and everybody I've spoken to, and I don't need to speak to anybody, that is the lowest of the low. And this guy is supposed to be part of a religion. So, take that on board. Everybody who's watching this, listening to this, if you're thinking about going into Scientology, that's the kind of thing that happens in Scientology, and the language as well from them is appalling. Anyway, Soviet then went with one of the other anonymous boys to the police station and reported the incident, where they were with the police officer for over an hour, and they took an incident, given them an incident number, and basically said to them, anything happens like this again with this Scientologist or any other Scientologist, then they've got this on record and they can take steps further. So take note, Scientology. Now the next thing that happened to myself was I had the support as well, on Saturday from my son and one of his friends, who's actually one of Becky's close friends, who they're not Scientologists, and they're supporting our cause. But I decided to go around the back of the building and of the org, and there, standing there, was Anthony Brinkman and Tracy Fish and another Scientologist in a grey suit. So I approached them nicely, and I'll just read this out, because I've written it out, exactly what was said. I said, basically, are you all right, Anthony? He replied, I am. Just having a bit of a meeting at the minute, Tony. If that's all right. I replied, it's a public place. And said, are you all right, Tracy? Anthony replied, we will go inside then. I said, it's bad for your smoking. It's as bad as Scientology. Well, that did it. Tracy slammed the door and certainly gave me a really, really filthy look. And so I'd say that's an absolute win there for me anyway. So good on you, Tony. Now, carrying on from that, I went back round to the front of the org and carried on demonstrating, protesting with the rest and Sue and Joe. And I could hear this, a bit of commotion going on, and I could overhear this community officer talking to one of the Anon guys. So I waited, and then I approached the Anon guy and asked what was all that about, because I heard my name mentioned. Anyway, he said, yeah, it's all about you. They've complained to the community officer that I was abusing the Scientologists, meaning Anthony Brinkman and Tracy Fish and this other guy. I thought, well, this is absolute nonsense. So, of course, you've got to clear your name, don't you? So I walked over to the community officer and questioned him on the what was supposed to have happened. And he agreed with exactly what he'd said to the anonymous guy, that I was abusing them behind the back of the building. So I said to him, right, okay, there's two sides to every story, and Scientology wouldn't know that, because they only know their one side, their own side. So I explained to him exactly what happened, and as you have just, you know, read out what did happen. And he looked at me and I said, well, if you don't believe me, just come with me, we'll go round the corner, and I've got it all on video camera, the lot, which is only literally 30 seconds long, and they went in the building. So he accepted my my side, and he wished me all the best. So I'd say that's another win. Okay, so Scientology, don't make lies up unless you've got the concrete evidence like I have. Okay, so I'll just play that little clip and clear everything up for the police and also Anonymous. Not that they need to know my side, but here it is. And it was hidden cameras, so all you'll see is the pavement, but you'll certainly hopefully hear them anyway. Okay, enjoy, because I do.
Right, Anthony. I'm having a bit of a meeting at the minute, I'll tell you, if that's alright. public place.
Right, Tracy.
We'll go inside. Yeah.
That place will push. It's part of Scientology.
Hey, thanks. I'll just put Sue on.
Hi, everybody. It's Sue here. Just thought I'd come on and say hello. I just want to say a quick word, and I actually want to say a big thank you to everyone at Anonymous, and say hi to everybody at Anonymous. You all know me. I'm my other half, Tony. So I would like to say thank you very much for all your support that you give to us. You're really great, you really are. Especially you guys at Manchester, and the comments that we get from all you guys worldwide. We think it's really good of you, and it helps.